I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
John, before we start the podcast, I'm just sending an Instagram and a tweet about my show at the Leicester Comedy Festival on the 9th of February from 24 Hour Pasty People.
Steve Smith.
He's
in Leicester.
He's been to a show before, John. Probably could shout some of the punchlines out, if we're honest.
It must be an early 2, 3, 4, yeah.
So if anyone wanted to come to that, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But I'll pump that out there. 24 Hour Pasty People, the 9th of February, John.
That's a lovely name for a show.
This is the National Obsession. Hey, this is the National Obsession, John.
It is.
You're listening to it. It's me, Charlie Baker, John Cadogan. We're in the pub, John. It's a pub special.
The Podcast Arms. That's where we are.
Look, over there. Look at the bar.
Sarah Kane.
Buying champagne. No such thing as fish. I tell you what, that is an idea for a podcast, John.
Arms?
The Podcast Arms.
Nice.
It's a very good idea, isn't it? Write that. Don't put this on. The Podcast Arms is a good idea. Getting two different people from different podcasts down the pub.
Yeah. Right. Forget any of
that. It's a good idea. John, so we're in the pub because we couldn't get a studio this week.
No.
You know, that's why it always sounds so good, John, because we're in a studio.
And making something.
Time's right. John Pienaar has pulled rank.
Yes.
We need to up the Pienaar count.
Ranked us off.
Steady now. Do we know anything about the National League?
Did it happen?
I don't think we've talked about the National League.
Yeah, because it was the FA Trophy this weekend. So
we messaged each other a lot this weekend. We've had your birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much.
Have you got the dog yet?
No. Going to look at one of the potential
Lord Cockington
on Friday.
Not that that's its definite name.
In Billericay, so there's the national,
holding name.
National
Glenn Tamplin.
Link.
Could you call it Play My Son, You
Here, Tamplin.
Tamplin's a nice name, John. If it's from Billericay.
Yeah.
Is his son still playing football, John? Glenn Tamplin.
He went to Romford, didn't he, afterwards? So he went to Romford, but I don't know what he's doing now.
You need to find out Archie Tamplin. I'm going to Google it. I wonder if this pub has yes it does. Hell so. Otherwise I wouldn't have been able to send the tweet. Yeah. I just sent about my show in Leicester.
This pub has Wi-Fi and right wing shock jock radio presenters.
Exactly.
Well,
there is no escaping
in that corner over there. Someone who said you could grow concrete, so there you have it.
Oh, hang on a minute, he's last talking. Oh, ex-Billericay Town FC owner Glenn Tamplin, son, calls for respect.
Respect.
For his son.
Respect
for
my
his,
son.
For his respect my dad,
respect.
You son. That was in 2021. Oh. Truth exposed as Jermaine Pennant criticises Glenn Tamplin following. I mean, if you. It really is a rabbit hole. If you.
I don't think
he's at Aylesbury United, John.
Is he?
Currently playing for Aylesbury United.
Really?
There he is.
I got the feeling he probably wasn't the greatest.
Please note, to avoid confusion, this player is not currently registered and has never played for Aylesbury United.
Oh, okay. November. Archie Tamplin says, show you some respect for my dad.
There we are. November. So that's aimed at you, John. I think that's probably aimed at you. I had something to bring up with you and I can't remember what it was in this bit. So the dog this weekend, is it?
On Friday, going to see one of the potential Lord Cockingtons, yeah? Ooh. You've seen an early photo.
How
very sweet.
How hard are you going to be on the other Lord Cockingtons?
Cockington factor.
Is it going to be like, it's a no from me? Because you know what normally happens is the first puppy you see. Puppies are lush.
Yeah.
That's why people buy them as puppies.
Yeah.
And then they become dogs, John. And dogs are bellends. They're annoying bellends.
Not really annoying.
Remember when we signed Constantine on loan?
Yes. He was a puppy.
And he was brilliant, wasn't he, John?
Yeah.
Brilliant on loan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then, what happened when we signed him, John?
He turned into a dog.
Billy Bowden, John.
Does that look like a f***ing to you? No.
That is a nice dog, John.
That looks like Lord Cockington to me.
How has it gone, the negotiations at home, on whether or not he can be called Lord Cockington?
I got the sense that it was treated that I wasn't being very serious, that it was quite a funny joke.
Oh.
But when we get to the point where, no, actually, we are actually calling it Lord Cockington, then we'll see, I think.
No, that's his name.
No. Do you think I was joking?
Yeah, I'm hoping we've had some letters with dogs' names on. John, we're doing that later on.
Yeah. We've got some letters with dogs. Jane Kelly, I saw tweeter saying, should just get a cat. Didn't get the idea at all there, Jane.
That's the sort of thing that makes you come second or third.
Exactly.
In Foff of the Year.
Runner-up material.
I will say, John, not had any photos from Daisy Seller of her with. I'm assuming she's got the trophy.
Yeah.
And she's won it and that's it now.
Yeah.
She's like Aubameyang. She's got her big contract. She stopped playing.
Maybe it's because the goals take on all
I think that's what
weekend.
It is. She's scared. She's scared. Grimsby beat them last week, 2-0.
Yeah.
Look, we can talk about that in the podcast, John. Let's have a look. What's coming up in the podcast?
So, on this week's edition of the podcast, we're in the pub. They're not the usual high quality production that you're used to, but hopefully
it's a holding episode, John. It won't be very long. Not going to take up much of people's week.
I think it was something called the FA Trophy on the weekend.
What was that?
Bother with that.
Okay.
Was there a handful of National League games? I feel like there was. Three National League games over the weekend. What else? There might be a few people here in the pub to chat to. The Grand Nationalo.
The Grand Nationalo is beating us in the pub. That's why we're in the pub.
Yeah.
The Grand Nationalo said he no longer wanted to come into the studio
because
it didn't suit his vibe.
That's fine.
He said he couldn't connect. And also, there will be a pause.
That's
the problem. Yeah. That's the whole problem.
Wait,
steak and London pride pie, braised red cabbage, chips and gravy. How much would that be in Torquay, John? Pie and chips.
6 or 7 quid.
It's basically pie and chips.
Yeah. No more than five.
£5.95. £15.75 in London, central London.
Here in the heart of London.
Amazing, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you say everything that was coming up in the podcast? What else?
Got some letters.
Oh.
Probably do it.
Yeah, before we start the podcast, John, I've got a bit of a what do I call it? I can't remember even the name of the word. Can't even remember the name of the word. A bit of a
grievance.
I have to know. I've done something and I need to tell you about it.
A confession.
Couldn't even remember. That's how unguilty I am about it. Couldn't even remember the word confession. A bit of a confession for you, John. Don't be annoyed. I went fishing yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I didn't wear the hat.
Oh. Why? Well, then I suppose
but
it's sun.
Here's the outcome, John. Sunny. Here's the outcome. I didn't catch a fish.
Well, there you go. I hope you learned your lesson.
And now there you are smiling about it. Look.
I won't be
look
so quick to forget it next time.
Look at him now. Look at him now, please.
It's a shame, isn't it? I just get everything you weren't very grateful. I might have it back if you don't want it.
Do you want it back for your birthday? Well, if I nearly wrapped it up and gave it back to you.
Because I've never been fishing in my life. I'm not likely to.
No.
Seriously.
It'd be a good fun game though for the rest of our lives though, John, to constantly give each other the hat.
He's giving him the hat. Yeah, and you say?
Ooh, wonder what it is.
I'm slowly deteriorating.
Yeah.
Over the years.
That's what's right. Let's get on with the podcast,
well,
John.
Come on then.
You going to do the news here? You're doing the news.
I can probably tell you. It was three, yes, National League games in the weekend.
Oh, three, was it?
Barnet won, Chesterfield 4.
Oh, all second half goals,
all
wasn't it, John?
All second half goals. Chesterfield were 4-0 up. Just a very late consolation for Barnet.
Shimanga hat trick, was it?
Two for Shimanga.
It's almost, he's scored 20 goals now, John.
I saw that clubs were circling in the transfer window.
Well, they're always circling, but do you know what? I think it's a lack of ambition from Shimanga to just play below his level, constantly playing below his level.
Maybe we had the National League outsider.
Oh, yes, remember him? He didn't know anything, did he?
Maybe we should have. Maybe. Put that one in.
I hear that Shimanga is National League outsider, yeah. But I think it shows a crushing lack of ambition in the player, John, that he just wants to play at as low a level as he can get away with as possible.
Yeah, very disappointing.
20 goals by January the, what was it, 18th, is an incredible, they are top of the league.
From a yard, but that's fine.
Yeah, but look, he scores those goals, what would anyone give? And that's what they've bought, isn't it? And they've bought that, and you have to look at Wrexham and go, what are you spending money on? They haven't bought anyone yet.
No.
Rumours about Connell Emin Evans. You don't think so, John?
Well, I don't know. It's a forum talk, isn't it?
Is it, John? Yes. Just forum talk. You know when I went to... We'll carry on with the news in a minute. You know when I went to Weymouth?
Yeah. Bob Lucas.
Away at the Bob Lucas, John. I know you know you're friends of the Bob Lucas family.
Just put some respect on Bob Lucas.
You know when I went to that and I said the only good player was their number 8? Who... A talkie heavily linked with.
Heavily linked with?
Heavily linked. He's left, John. He's leaving Weymouth.
Oh. I'm very angry.
Heavily linked. With their number 8. We need to find out his name.
Is it Weymouth number 8?
So I don't think he'll be number 8 at the goals, will he? Because is that Asa Hall number 8, John?
Yeah. Weymouth number... Not the number 8 bus.
What? Number 8 bus from Weymouth?
So we've got Weymouth number 8. Oh. What do you think Mike Graham's talking about? Watching videos.
I don't want to get involved in that sort of conversation, John, if I'm honest, because I know that Rupert Murdoch listens to this podcast.
Loves the National League.
He can't get enough of the National League. Some news at National League, while you look that up, John, is that DAZN, the boxing app people, are buying BT Sport.
I knew that, yeah.
I think... Mainly to get the National League.
That's probably what it is.
They want that National League action.
Sweet National League action. Is it Omar Musa?
That's him.
Musa.
Heavily linked. John. Heavily linked.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Belgium. Remember the last Belgian we had playing for us?
Ooh, have we ever had a Belgian player?
Khaled Schalke. Remember him?
Was he Belgian?
Yeah.
Was he? I liked him.
Briefly quite good.
Good knowledge,
got
John.
Got sent off quite a lot as well.
He sounded like he knew about football then for a bit.
I knew about football up until about 2010.
Yeah. I liked Khaled Schalke. Did get sent off a lot. Belgian. Is he Belgian, is he, Musa?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be lovely if they started selling Belgian buns?
Love Belgian.
Like a Belgian
can't
bun.
Can't find them anymore.
In the club shop.
Quite hard to find.
Not in the club shop.
You search for them.
Mussels. Mussels in the... Do you want some cheesy chips? Or do you want some mussels?
Some Mulfreet.
Some of that Hoegaarden beer.
Mervyn Benny serving up the Mulfreet.
At drama school, because I went to drama school, John.
Mm-hmm.
Regret going, but I went. We did a tour of Belgium and Holland with a production of The Clockwork Orange.
Nice.
And I loved it. It was brilliant. It was the best bit of it. We went to a bit, I cannot remember where it was in Belgium, but we stayed on... like a centre park sort of place, but none of us really liked it, so we all got out into Belgium.
Yeah.
We found this bar in the local village and we all sat in this local bar like 20 of us, you know, idiots, got hammered, played babby foot. And I was obviously the loudest, because I am often the loudest person. And a woman, and this became quoted to me all the time.
Yeah.
A woman came up to me and in a sort of Flemish accent said, "We think you are very loud and you should leave."
Oh.
Beautiful little quiet bar, John.
Yeah.
But if I was in now in Belgium and I walked in, I'd be like, who is this?
Get rid of him. Flemish.
Get rid of him. Yeah, so there we are. What a shame. Sorry to the Belgian people.
I'm speaking of Wayne as well. You see their manager's gone.
Gone.
Brian Stock taking gone. Stock.
Who's taken stock? Anyone?
Replaced by David Oldfield from Oxford City.
If only he was around at Christmas, John. We could have done Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells.
All sorts of stuff.
Aren't they top of the National League South, Oxford City?
So Weymouth next season, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They've taken the manager.
Oxford City. It's Torquay Reserves.
Yeah.
Torquay Reserves. Oxford City is Bennion, isn't it? Should go and see him, actually. I don't know why I don't go and see him, because they are like about 15 minutes from my house. I'm going to go.
You're doing quite well.
I'm going to go. Perhaps we. Yeah, that'd be good.
Grimsby 2, Altrincham 0. So,
Grimsby. A much needed win.
First win in six.
A much needed win for Grimsby.
For the Mariners.
Altrincham sliding, John.
They are.
Sliding down.
They can't stop losing.
I think they've got a lack of players, is one of the things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Altrincham Jean could tell us if she would even post a picture of her with a picture.
No way for Foff of the Year to behave.
Absolutely not. And what's the other one?
Wilstone 2, Dover 1.
Ooh. Umera? Bloody hell.
No, Umera. No Umera.
No Umera. Booze?
No Booze. Oh, no, Booze on the bench.
Booze on the bench.
Yeah. His natural position.
Bloody
hell. I was just trying to see if there's any other news in the National League. Because
I think I've said all the news, John. I'm across all the news.
Brian Stock departs.
Wrexham still not signed anybody.
Skiverton leaves the Oval after 23 years.
Yeah, he's the assistant though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And they all want Darren Saar. Imagine having Darren Saar as your manager. Saar is like a person who tries to appear like he doesn't care. Yeah, I don't care. What? He's like that. Ask me a football question and I'll answer it in the style of Darren Saar.
Okay, what, like a genuine football question?
Your team's just lost, and you're asking me why.
Apparently, your team's just lost. Like, you wouldn't have scored if you'd been playing all night. What happened?
Yeah, but that's just the way the team should have to take it, isn't it? They could play all night, and if they did, they'd be tired, I expect. That's just how they play football.
It's the pitch.
And we have to do something about that in the football club.
The pitch looked difficult. Was that?
The pitch. You know, we can't be relying on the pitch to be there every week. That's just how it is. You know, so, you know, the players have to pull their finger out. That's it. He's just like a teenager.
Yeah.
What? You shut up. You're not my real dad. That's Darren Saar, isn't it? Darren Saar answers every question like he's your adopted son. Yeah. Yeah, and? What? You're not my real dad.
Leave me alone.
Go away. Go away, you don't know what I'm feeling. I'm going to go see my friends. Darren Saar is a teenage. We'll do that. We'll do that. Teenage Darren Saar. Put that on your f***ing list. Perhaps we could do all the National League and all the National League managers special next week.
Yeah.
What we think they're like.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
It is the sort of thing. It is the sort of thing. Like the other week when we tried to listen back to our predictions, and we just deleted it because we went, this goes on for ages. This is really boring.
Yeah, so like, go on, mate. Do Barnett, Dean Brennan. Just go, I don't know.
Barnett.
Yeah.
That's all we'd say. We'll do the ones we've thought about, John. A lot of people, I'll tell you what the National League news is, that a lot of people circling around the Bromley manager, Andy Woodman. Gillingham, latest to be linked with Andy Woodman.
Fatty Evans.
Yes. Did you see that someone at Gillingham's wife said, Steve Evans, can we have Steve Evans' bench coat? Because the ones that they sell in the shop won't fit my husband.
I hope they said yes. Why is he you sent me about Bromley as well, something to do with the cat.
Bromley have sacked their cat, John.
The club cat.
Doesn't fit the club's image, apparently.
How can you sack it? You can't tell a cat where to go any more than you can hold back the tide.
You could have that cat. We're back to Jane Kelly. Jane Kelly would have that cat. If Jane Kelly got angry then, slammed my partner.
Jane Kelly? Yeah.
If she adopted that Bromley cat, John.
So what, they've just banished the cat?
It doesn't fit their professional image, having a cat, John. Maybe it was Christmas and it was like Dick Whittington. Turn again. I was in Dick Whittington once, John. Have I ever told you this before? Chippy Norton. And the song was Turn Again, Whittington. Ding dong, Lord Mayor of London. Turn again, Whittington. And the audience would go, ding dong, Lord Mayor of London.
Right.
Lovely, isn't it? And that's the Bromley cat.
Oh, okay, fine.
And this is the National Obsession.
National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and Johnny's here.
I know.
It's lovely to have him here, isn't it?
Stop at the bar.
I mean, he's not here because we obviously have to say his name three times, and then he'll come back from the bar. So I was trying to trick you by saying he's here.
I'll say his name.
You wouldn't have won Fop of the Year, John. Gran Nacionalo. Gran Nacionalo. Gran Nacionalo. Hey, it's nice to see you. Hey, I see you seen you so long, John.
I'm quite glad I've got my back to the rest of the time.
Yes, yeah, so nice. I have to keep my voice down because a lot of Mike Graham is looking to kick me out of the country.
He's heard of Italian.
Hey, it's nice. Hey, you have not asked me on your program for so long.
It's been a while, John. I thought you were killed off.
Okay, I was. Maybe I died, maybe I didn't, but I didn't predict it. A little Nacionalo joke there for you. The Gran Nacionalo is here to predict everything you want him to predict. A couple of free predictions for you.
Can you predict?
Brackley Town will win the National League North.
Okay.
There we go, the National League North. AFC Fire, the Coasters will win the playoffs in the National League North. Really? Bum, 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 bum. The Coasters will be back in the National League. It's nicer to see you. Let's go on to the National League South. Let's have a look. Let's just load it up here. Currently, Dorking Wanderers are top of the National League South. They are never going to win it. Ebbsfleet, Carboxy, they will win the National League South. You know, we'll be back in Carboxy next season. Yeah, right. So excited. And Oxford City, they will go up because they have the Talkie Massive. I cannot remember. My voice, I think my voice has changed.
It has a little bit.
I think this is the voice somebody used to use when they were the face of Southern Trains. Go loco, go Southern!
He's back.
He's back.
We're fans of
Loco Toledo. Okay. Although Dulwich Hamlet, they are in the playoffs, John.
Okay. Yeah.
And that would fit the narrative for the documentary that's being made, wouldn't it? If they were allowed to go up, and that's the National League South from the Gran Nacionalo. What do you wanna know?
Will the Bromley cat be readmitted?
The Bromley cat will be run over within 2 weeks of being let go from the club. Although Wrexham are apparently interested in signing the Bromley cat for £4 million plus add-ons. And as much kitty cat as he can eat.
What's going to happen to Wrexham?
Wrexham are going to get promoted as the champions of the National League.
Okay.
There it is. That is the Gran Nacionalo telling you how it will work out.
The gift of the third eye.
I can see the third. Don't talk about my third eye. This is a family podcast. Okay, the National League. Let's get back to it. Who's going down? Everybody knows who's going down. Everybody knows who's going down. Dover down. King's Lynch down. Come on, you Linnets. Weymouth down.
Down? Weymouth?
That is the bottom three. Already settled. Don't bother even looking. Unless Alan Devonshire leave Maidenhead United. Because as they say, if Alan Devonshire leave and Maidenhead United, the club will fall apart.
Talkie United
will just miss out on the playoffs. Just miss out.
John Pemberton's next job
is to do the Commonwealth Games.
The Commonwealth Games,
which are in, I think, Glasgow or Birmingham.
That's right.
They're in Birmingham.
Terrible news.
John Pemberton. John Pemberton is in charge of the Commonwealth Games, and there will be a COVID nightmare.
July 2022.
Is that good
Birmingham.
Knowledge, John?
It's really
it's good knowledge.
I mean, he said Glasgow, but not bad.
I went for it. I went
for it. The Commonwealth.
There we are. The Commonwealth, John. Name me three Commonwealth countries.
New Zealand.
Unfortunately, the
Australia.
The Grand Nacional is a Republican, John.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks we should have no royal family. Because why have we got food banks and then we pay for f***ing Prince Andrew?
Graham's still around. Oh, he's going to say about that.
There we go.
Well, I mean, what an enlightening chat.
What else do you want to know?
I don't know.
Peterborough will try and sign Shimanga on the last day of the transfer window. I couldn't think of the English word. There we are. Goodbye, John. That is it. Any more questions? No. Don't get it. No.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession live from the Telephone Exchange, London Bridge. It's not dreadful, John. I quite like the deco design of it. My pint is very nice.
Slightly upmarket Wetherspoons. It's not great.
Oh, John, what a shame. Where did you want to go? Where would you have preferred to go, John? We normally go to the one round the corner. It's a bit rough.
Green King.
You love Green King. 900
the George,
pubs.
Is that the George we usually go to?
Round the corner, a bit rough. That one on the corner is nice as well. But we came in here because we thought we could do the podcast in here, John. And I know you're a big fan of Mike
Guaranteed
Graham.
To be no one in here.
Nice to see the Grand Nacional, wasn't
lovely
it, John?
To see him. I was convinced we killed him off.
Maybe if people have got questions for the Grand Nacional, he may appear again.
Yeah.
He may appear again. You never know.
Nice to rediscover.
John, it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? That was the best we've ever done it.
And
we're very like the unthanks, John. Listen, watch Wurzel Gummidge. It's so good.
I've not really seen
they do
that.
All the music on Wurzel Gummidge. And it's so good, Wurzel Gummidge. Okay. It's brilliant. Any letters, John?
Yes.
Oh.
Several letters. Rich Mills. Ooh. Stasi Foff.
Stasi Foff, yes.
No.
Lovely Foff. Stuff.
50, 52, 51.
Something like that. I don't know.
Remember. I did actually update the Foff spreadsheet over Christmas, so okay. We now actually are up to date.
Now, John, actually, before we get into the letters, my sister-in-law... Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it.
Oh.
There we are.
Okay.
I'll tell you it anyway. I can't edit it out. I'll tell you when we've turned it
yes.
off.
Yes.
There we are.
Rich Mills says, dearest John and Charlie, imagine my delight when your latest episode included not just fishing, but dogs. This is obviously right in yes. Rich's wheelhouse.
In the Venn diagram of Rich Mills.
But a Cocker Spaniel, are you sure? I worry that this is totally the wrong dog for John. A Cocker Spaniel's perma happy demeanour offers too much encouragement to someone who might need reining in a little when, for example, scripting next year's nativity story.
I wonder if Lord Cockington will be in next year's
well,
Christmas
says,
story.
Act 1 is coming in at 15 minutes, Lord Cockington. Is that long enough? Woof, wags tail, stares adoringly. It should be longer, you mean? Yeah, thank you, Rich. Apparently what I need is a greyhound.
They are good. Retired greyhound,
John. They will love you unconditionally, but curb your excesses by giving you looks of utter disdain if you dare to speak to them when they'd rather be sleeping.
A rescue retired greyhound.
The natal nativity would therefore clock in at a mere 3 minutes. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Also, rescue dogs are the bestest. Thank God, John.
There we are. There we are, Rich Mills.
Rich is saying greyhound.
Dog advice. Did he offer up a name or not?
He didn't offer up a name, no, which is disappointing, isn't it?
Rules him out in any decision going forward.
Maybe it's just because Lord Cockington is unbeatable.
It's very difficult
as a
to
name.
Beat.
It's going to be very hard to beat that. Buckle.
Buckle. Buckle's good. Brabin.
Branston. Let's get all the bees. Branston.
Now, Branston, but people will think it's Branston Pickle.
Yeah. Trollop.
Dobson.
Dobson.
Dobson Dog's a good name.
Big as a pear.
Dobson Dog is a good name, isn't it?
Lorem.
Lorem. It's lovely, isn't it? It's lovely.
Oatway. And we can just go on listing players.
But all it makes me think of is great players.
Effian.
Yeah. Leroy. My next dog. My next dog would be called Leroy.
Leroy. Yeah, that's really surprising, by the way, when you told me where you got your dog from earlier. I don't know if you want to say
I will
it.
Tell you the whole story off air, John.
Off air.
tomorrow, Thursday, I will tell you the whole story.
That's an incredible source of dog. Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway, Bob Cole gets in touch. Old Bob Cole. Now, I think...
Old Bob Cole is a merry old soul.
He's a merry old soul. This is letter 3 from Bob Cole.
Ah!
So chukunk! Well, do you want to hear it first?
No.
Okay, are we going for it?
Chukunk! He's in.
Bob 50...
John!
Bob 53,
okay,
Alec.
Well done.
Well done, Bob. He says, hi, John and Charlie on the ice. Thank you for your ideas on the slogan for the Tusk.
Oh, yes, we had a go, didn't we?
50p a week. The board will discuss at the next meeting. As for the goal song, I absolutely agree. In fact, I don't know of anyone in favour of it, because we were dismissing the goal music.
Oh, yes.
Last week. Whenever it's played, there's always someone on a pop side screaming, stop playing that shit.
Yes, well, they need to. I'm going to have a chat with the club, I think.
I've always envied clubs that have a sing-along, run-out, warm-up song like You'll Never Walk Alone, I'm Forever Blowing
Bubbles. Yeah, that is good, isn't it?
So for us, what about Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside?
I like that. I don't know if someone does that. Does anyone do that? The thing is, though, John, when was that song written? I'm going to say 1931 or something, right? And
1907.
So there it is, a 114-year-old song.
Yeah.
15-year-old song.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah. What about Under the Sea? Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wet to take it. That would be great. Under the sea. We all love talking. Under the sea, we should go for that. Would be great.
I think I'd like to give it some seasons. Not a bad
thing
idea.
Is, we don't stand with the singers, John, even when we go, so it's not up to us.
No.
The singers can sing what they want.
No.
You know. But
well, thank you, Bob. And
goal
Bob.
Music. Thank you, Bob. Welcome and congratulations. You're a FOF.
Beautiful. Someone else I realised had sent in the requisite letters, and we hadn't sent them a FOF number.
Oh.
We ordered a FOF number. I want to say it was Dave Haley in the comments.
Well,
it's a double check.
This is the problem, John. If you can't keep track of it.
He has. As of last week, when we read his letter out, that was his third letter.
Well, Dave Haley. 54.
A double FOF.
Which might 1954 might be the year Bill Haley in the comments had the first number one with a rock and roll single, thus inventing, well, not inventing rock and roll, stealing rock and roll from black people, but taking it to a larger audience. John, when was Bill Haley in the comments? I'm saying 1954.
Rock Around the Clock, specifically.
A little quick pop quiz.
54.
Oh, Baker!
Back of the net.
Oh, I couldn't be happier, John.
Beautiful. Well, they're not theirs original.
No, probably someone else of lower yes. Social standing at the time.
Anyway, thank you, Bob Cole. And
thank
Dave
you, Bob Cole.
Welcome
and welcome on the ice to you both.
And Sir Clive Hayward, finally.
Yeah.
Isn't it? All the same people so far this year.
Yeah, that's all right. That's Clive's all right. Keen, isn't he?
On the ice, Charlie and John.
On
this
the ice,
been a
Clive.
Quiet week in the worst league in the world.
Okay.
So I'm guessing he might be in need of some letters.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sure I can help, but I did do a spot of Torquay Buckland Bridge Building on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
I rocked up there for the FA Vars match.
They won.
Which they won.
They won.
Qualified for the last 16.
Yes,
it was
very
a brilliant
good.
Brilliant game, two good sides. Sin bin activated. And a good 30-man rock at the end.
And they could come up against Tim Sills, Hamworthy United.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, he said, I did a write-up for Torquay Talk and got a nice tweet from Buckland's co-chairman. These are the sort of exalted circles I move in
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Of course, all thanks to the profile you gave me during the FOF games.
Oh, of course.
Is there any news on
maybe
season
he's Buckland,
two?
Maybe he's the Buckland FOF of the year.
Buckland FOF. He was as ever. Sir Clive used to be shite, now he's a knight. Haywood. Yeah, very good.
Any news on season two? It's season two of FOF games.
Is it being televised?
It doesn't start till so. December, John.
Have it be on DAZN?
People need to forget about it, is what they need to do. So Clive, on the ice to you.
I think we should make
lovely
it
letter
more
as
like,
always.
As you were talking about the Red Bull Extreme events earlier, maybe yes. Do like Red Bull FOF games.
That's nice. Maybe people have to jump off Babbacombe Cliff.
Kelvin Applin off a cliff.
Who can run fastest down Babbacombe Hill? Because that is steep.
Jump off the end of Paynton Pier.
When we met Jamie Reid
the
Carry
Arms,
Arms
yeah.
John.
God, it was steep.
We thought we were going to injure him. Didn't we?
It was, yeah.
It was so steep. We were like, oh no.
That's him out for Saturday.
So, Steve, is that all the letters, John?
That's it. That's the letters.
Perfect letters. Thank you very much for your letters. If you want to send a letter to us, please do. On anything, ask the Grand Nationalo a question, suggest something we could do, see if there's anyone you'd like to bring back. Give us or tweet. People have been tweeting us this week about the older shop manager doing that interview, John. But we thought people say, "Oh, the new character." We're like, "No, because he's made it, done it himself."
Yeah,
done it himself, John.
He's already done that. Don't worry about that.
He's done it himself. But thank you so much for all your tweets as well.
Thank you.
How can people get in touch, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
There it is. Do send us that letter. And look, Ultram away, John. I think we're going to win 3-1.
Confident.
Yeah, very confident.
I think 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, Ultram, Gene, if you could send us a little picture yourself with your trophy, that would be marvellous. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.